here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, we have a ride and drive set up, which I'm just about to get started on. And the vehicle that I got to pick here is a gem. I mean, it's a real gem, in fact. And with me is Larry Oswald, who is the CEO, I understand, for the company. Larry, tell us a little bit about yourself and the company.
Well, I'm actually a Chrysler employee, and Chrysler owns GEM, which stands for Global Electric Motor Cars. This is our four-passenger GEM neighborhood electric vehicle. GEM cars are at the smallest end of Daimler Chrysler's portfolio of alternative fuel vehicles.
Well, we're, and just so you know who are listening, we are driving, doing a ride and drive as we're interviewing here. Jim's holding the mic, but I'm doing the driving. So I guess I'm curious to know, who are the kinds of people that you're targeting this type of vehicle to?
Well, we have primarily two different major buyer groups. One would be people that are moving into master plan communities, and a lot of those that are happening now is baby boomers move more into master plan communities, a lot of them here in the Phoenix area. We have actually almost 10,000 vehicles, 10,000 GEM cars right here in the greater Phoenix area, about 31,000 nationwide right now. The second biggest is, believe it or not, military and governmental organizations for base patrol use in residential areas on bases. Cities use them for parking enforcement, stuff like that. They are street legal. They're faster than a golf cart. They go up to 25 miles an hour, which makes them keep up with traffic. And they're legal in most states where they're legal on roads where the speed limit is 35 miles per hour and under.
Okay, we're getting ready to turn up here, I assume.
Yes, turn to the right at this next light here.
And kids at home, if you're listening, don't do this when you're driving. This takes years of professional experience to drive and interview at the same time. Can you tell us a little bit, Larry, about the how this fits into the alt-fuel vehicle industry?
Well, gasoline is one end of the spectrum of fuels, and electricity, I guess you would say, is on the other end. And that's the end we're in, a pure battery electric vehicle where you recharge it. There's an onboard charger, plugs into any 110-volt, 15-amp circuit in your house. Takes about 8 hours to recharge to go about 30 miles the next day. So people typically use them during the daytime, and then at night they plug them in and recharge them. These vehicles get an effective fuel economy of about 150 miles per gallon because electric drive is inherently about double the efficiency of an internal combustion drive system. On electricity right now, our fuel cost is about 2 cents a mile. And with gasoline, at $3 a gallon and 20 miles per gallon in the city, you'd be paying about 15 cents a gallon. So you can see fuel cost-wise, it's much less expensive. And of course, most of electricity in the United States is generated from either coal or even natural gas. It's not generated from petroleum, so we're avoiding the use of petroleum while we're driving, which is another good thing.
Well, what else would you like people to know, and especially in the consuming public, about this type of vehicle and running on this type of energy?
Well, I think, for people that are, nearing retirement age and moving into these master plan communities that want to do something for the environment and doing a lot of short trip driving, these are the kind of cars you ought to be driving. I mean, not only do they have zero tailpipe emissions, but they're very economical to drive. They're very quiet, as you notice when we're driving. There's no engine noise from them or anything like that. So, and they're also very affordable compared to, this vehicle that we're sitting in. Base price is $8,900. So it's not like you have a huge investment. And also the lifetime of these vehicles is quite long. We started in business in 1998, and so far we haven't had any vehicles move into what I'd say the junk pile yet. Like a flashlight, you replace the batteries every 3 to 5 years, and you're good to go again.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an interesting drive here, learning more about another way that alternative fuel vehicles are coming into the marketplace today. This has been Larry Oswald with, and again, it's GEM.
Global Electric Motor Cars is what that stands for.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Larry. And reporting from the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.